We are continuing in our series on testimonies. We've been doing that all summer, having different people in the church get up and share a story or a testimony of how they have experienced God's person, purpose, or passion. And this morning, we're going to do it in a little bit different fashion. I'm going to share with you the parable of the mustard seed, which comes to us from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 32. And I'm going to be doing that in the godly play style. This is the curriculum we use for our children, or with our children. But it's also very appropriate for adults, as it is inviting us to contemplation of the word, to reflect on what it means for us, and the invitation for us in that word. And so I'm going to tell you the story, probably not just like Jesus did, but gives you an idea of what actually happened in the story. And then ask some wondering questions. And so if you'd like to answer, you can answer those questions aloud. It's not necessarily the time for like a SAT essay response, but rather one in which we're doing kind of lecture divina, reflecting together. So if you don't respond, that's okay, because undoubtedly you'll be thinking in your mind as we do that. So I invite you to listen for the word of God. Jesus was a man who was interesting. He lived in a time in which people were looking and yearning, when they were thirsty and hungry. And Jesus did marvelous things. When people were close to Jesus, they were close to God. They could glimpse God, they could hear God, they could know God. And Jesus, as he lived among the people, talked a lot about community, calling it the kingdom of heaven. And it was a kingdom that was different than anyone people knew. It was a kingdom that nobody had visited. It was a kingdom that was very different than the one in which the people lived. And one day, there was someone in the crowd who asked Jesus, "Well, Jesus, what is this kingdom like you keep talking about?" And Jesus responded by saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like this person who went out into the field and planted a mustard seed. It was a seed that was so small that if it was on your fingertip, you wouldn't be able to see it. And the seed grew and became a shrub like a tree and grew and grew. And the birds of the air came and rested in the tree, making nests in the shade, in the safety and the comfort of the tree." I wonder if the person in that parable was happy to see the birds come to the tree. I wonder what that person was doing while the shrub like a tree was growing. I wonder if the person in the parable could take the shrub like a tree and push it back into the sea. I wonder what the tree could really be. I wonder if you have ever come close to a tree like this. I wonder where this whole place could really be. I told this story this week as one of our Bible stories during Vacation Bible School, and I was struck by how coherent and pertinent it was to what we lived this week. We had about 40 kids all week, and you probably wouldn't recognize the space if you would have come on Thursday, as it was filled with lots of dirt and grass and also toys and fun things. I'm grateful for many of those who could come and physically help us during the week. I think of Elaine and Baruta and Myrna, who were down in the kitchen. I think of Carl, who was going around shooting whipped cream into kids' mouths, when they asked, of course. I think of Sophie and of Maya Patil, who both taught classes for art this week. I think of Linda Davis, who floated around helping everybody. We had a lot of good things going on. And we were talking about community, exactly like the community Jesus talks about with this parable about the small seed and the giant tree that it becomes. And I was remembering a few images. I tried to find a few images to show you. And here are three images that were taken Friday, pictures of something that I think was really kind of how we lived out this parable. And I offer this as another question for you about the seed and about the tree. So we finished the week by doing an art installation project, and maybe you saw it on the fence down the street. If not, I invite you to go see it after the worship service today. And we took a shoe. Everybody had to take their shoe. You can see the child on the far left. And you had to draw your shoe. And your shoe served as the basis for a picture that was supposed to articulate how, when you walk through Oakland, you can bring peace into our city. The second picture is of Junie, or Juniper Zappin, who often is here. I think he's probably in an exhaustion-induced coma after doing so much. He just turned 5, and he was the smallest at our camp. He was the first to make his picture and then to hang it. You can see on the far right. And what I noticed throughout the week was that he was by far the youngest. And yet there were so many of the kids attracted to him, doing small things to help him. And in the end, he kind of became a symbol of what the whole community was about. This little tiny child who, when you asked what was going on, usually would pull out a Lego character from his pocket. If you know him, he's really into Legos. And he'd tell you what the Lego guy was. And I reflect on that, thinking that Junie, in a sense, was like this seed that you couldn't imagine, you wouldn't think is important or big. And his presence grew like this tree in the parable and became this mighty thing that showed us within our community of campers what it means to be in the kingdom of heaven. We're in a time where we are overwhelmed by news, by problems, by division, by hatred, by misunderstanding, and lots of mistrust. Has anybody given up reading the news? Some people have. Trying. I'm trying too. Pat and I are trying. It's like an AA meeting, trying to give up the news. My name is Monty. And it's hard because it's so negative, isn't it? It's just so negative. I still, even though I'm trying, this is like my AA confession here. I'm trying to give it up. I still, though, always grab my phone, click on the news thing before I do anything else. Sometimes I flip it back over on the counter, but usually I still read it. And I'm usually looking for what has happened now. What's remarkable is this week, I didn't get to read the news too much because I was too busy. But I did see a lot of good news, like Junie at the camp. Like the people that I went around and asked for forgiveness, not permission, but forgiveness for in advance for putting up pictures on the fence down the street. Because I expected problems, people not wanting that, being upset. My favorite response in one store as I went in with my business card and with a little thing about the camp, I said what we were going to do and said, you know, we are going to take it down. We're just doing this trying to encourage community in the neighborhood. And the person at the counter said, word. That was it. That's urban for great, if you don't speak word. It's a small little thing to put up pictures. And yet I've been struck since Friday at lunch seeing how many people linger to see these simple pictures of shoes that children have made as a proclamation of what peace is, of what hope is. So this morning for our testimony time, I wanted to invite anyone who maybe has glimpsed that seed, the promise of this parable that the smallest of seeds can become the mightiest of trees, and that that is how God works in the world. I want to invite you in the next few moments, if you have something that you have seen or that you have witnessed or you have heard that is good news, that is like that seed becoming the tree, providing shelter and safety and shade for the birds, that seed that represents the kingdom of heaven. So if you have a thing or a word that you'd like to share, I want to invite you to simply stand where you are and speak loudly. I have a microphone, actually. I'll come around to you. To share where you have seen the good news of God that is often small and seemingly invisible, like a mustard seed. Now, you don't have to sound all perfect because I didn't prep you for this. It's simply sharing and naming the good news that God is making happen in our world. So if you'd like to, I simply want to invite you to stand, and I'll come to you with the microphone.
I don't need a mic.
You do need a microphone. Beautiful.
We can't hear you.
Okay. Okay, I see faith in the mustard seed. There's a lovely lady staying with me who's in her final stages of cancer. And she's the most God-loving, and every day I see her and her faith. And we talk about the faith in the mustard seed. And my grandchildren come in and say, hi, Mima. Where's Rhonda? They love her. She just eludes Christianity and love and faith and exemplifies it.
I'm going to piggyback on one
because I've witnessed the same thing.
A little closer.
Oh, it's okay. I can speak without it.
I'm going to piggyback on what Fedora said because I know Rhonda, and I remember when I first came into this church, and I went to Fedora, and I said, do you know anybody who could help a friend in need? And without even a hesitation, not even a breath, Freddie said, she can stay with me. And I was very new to the church, didn't really know anybody, and I was totally aghast that somebody would respond that fast. And I have watched their friendship flourish, and all I can say is it was God's plan at work, and I'm grateful to be in the presence of both of them.
Yeah.
We were walking by the fence, and there's a bunch of butterflies that are taking off from the shoes. And I loved when Miss Leonardo talked about the monarchs and that nature doesn't build walls or nations, that we're just, the whole idea is that this is God's creation, not ours, and just how we've tried to control that. I do it too. We do it as a nation, other folks do it because we're scared. And I just thought if you're more like nature in what we did, that how beautiful that would be, and that the church can be a spokesperson for that as we do migration as butterflies, as people, and share the love of God.
Just how many people, as I walk up and down the streets, make eye contact and smile. And I think that's as simple as it gets. And I just, it touches my heart. And I'm grateful that I live in Oakland where that happens.
So one of the fun things I do is coach Eagle Scouts or Boy Scouts who are trying to get their eagle, which is at the end of a very long journey most of the time, and it's usually boys that are 17 years old and they're squeaking in 2 days before their 18th birthday, which is when this has to be done. And all the new troop leaders always want them to get organized and how can this always be at the last minute. And after 65 of these boys, I say they're 17, this is the way life is. They'll understand eventually. But one of the nice things about this is they have to cap this off with this huge project that has to be a community service project. And these kids are from Piedmont, where I live, and they are very indulged and lucky kids. But they have done a lot of community service over the last 6 years, and they really understand that by the grace of God, they were born there to parents who have a lot of ability to take care of them and give them opportunities. And so they realize that isn't true for everybody. And I just love each one of their projects that they come up with, where they really want to do something. They try hard to get out into the schools in Oakland. One just recently finished a very fancy puppet theater for two kindergarten classes, because puppetry was one of the important things to him when he was growing up, helping him be less afraid to talk and be creative. So I just appreciate that. There's about 7 of them right now. They're doing great work.
Now and then.
It's good to have real church right there. But you know, what's interesting about that is why don't we tell the good news more often? Because what the parable says is that the mustard seed is planted. That's what God is like in the world. And mustard in the ancient world was the worst weed you could ever have. Took over everything. Before you could get it out, it had taken over. That's what Jesus wants to have happen with his good word. With the invitation to freedom and life and love and grace. So I want to encourage you to, we don't have time to stay all day telling those stories, but I want to encourage you and encourage myself to be more proactive in naming and sharing where you see that mustard seed growing in our world. Because God is not dead. Amen. I want to invite you to respond to the good news and the promise of God's presence among us with our next song. I just had the wrong title. Short on sleep this week.
I can hold my pillow back.